You're listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM, Cutting, Eureka, Arcata, and the Van Duzer Theater in Arcata, which is where the show is going on tonight. Yonder Mountain String Band is playing with Polecat. And right now, I have Jacob Joliffe on the phone with me right now. He's a mandolinist and vocalist for Yonder Mountain String Band. And so, Jacob, you're relatively new. You came in after Jeff Austin departed. What's that been like?
Oh, man, it has been a whirlwind. It's been super fun. I started picking with these guys about 2 years ago, right when I moved to New York City. And, it's been craziness. It's been incredibly fun. Got to play a lot of festivals the last couple of summers that have been super, super fun to do. And become super tight friends with everyone in the band and really connected musically. And now we did one record last year, and we're working on a new one this year. So it's kind of flown by, for sure.
Yeah, you mentioned that new record that you're already recording right now. It's so far unnamed.
So far unnamed, yeah. I don't know too much about it yet. It seems like it's going to be maybe slightly more varied than the last one in terms of, like, genre. There's going to be at least one instrumental, but there's also going to be some, like, slower, more singer-songwriter-y stuff, but definitely some hard-driving bluegrass, too. So I'm kind of excited to see where it goes.
Is it more in the bluegrass direction? Because now you have five members with more traditional bluegrass.
I wouldn't say it's more bluegrassy than Black Sheep. It's just different. There's definitely some stuff on it that we haven't ever recorded before. But I'd probably not more bluegrassy, I wouldn't say.
I'm just inquiring because historically Yonder Mountain String Band has like shied away from the bluegrass terminology. So
sure. Yeah. Well, yeah, but they probably shy away from it a little bit more than I do personally. Like I grew up playing bluegrass, and that's sort of been my main bag, so I played a lot of jazz and a lot of other stuff in college, but I've sort of always been a bluegrass player. So it's funny, they're older than I am, but I sort of usually embrace the bluegrass terminology a little bit more than they do.
I think you can see
it a little less.
Oh, okay, yeah, I think I can see that in a lot of your live performances that I've seen on up. Jazz definitely seems to be a huge influence, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah, definitely. I would never say that I'm a competent jazz musician, but I've definitely studied it a lot and went to Berkeley and played with a lot of really great jazz musicians, but that mostly just made me realize how much I don't know, it's definitely been a huge influence on my playing, though.
And you've been playing since you were 7 years old, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah, a long time. Yeah, a lot longer than I haven't been playing. I'm 27 now, so, 20 years.
Do you still play with your dad?
I do, yeah. I mean, mostly just around the house when I'm home in Oregon. I don't see him that often because I live in New York City, but I make it home two or three times a year at least, and we always pick some tunes, all kinds of stuff, bluegrass, or he grew up, or he played in, like, bar bands and singing country stuff in the 70s, so he knows a lot of old tunes, so we play all kinds of stuff when I'm home.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Awesome.
Yeah, totally.
And you also, whenever you're home, is that where you play around with your other band, the Jacob Joliffe band?
Well, we just barely play around at all, but we've done some recording. We've played a couple really pretty low profile tours, I've booked some gigs out on the West Coast for that because I just have connections out there. But we're hoping to do some touring, but we're all pretty busy. Obviously I'm out for like 6 months here with Yonder, and then they're all basically everyone in the band is that busy at least. So it's sort of a project in theory. I'm certainly excited to get on the road with it at some point, but it's kind of slow going with everyone's schedules,
Yeah, it happens. Do you still play with Joy Kill Sorrow at all?
I don't know. That band went on like an indefinite hiatus almost exactly 2 years ago as well. So it was very fortuitous. I got the call from Yonder just like 2 weeks after Joy Kill Sorrow played their last gig, or maybe a week after we got back from our last tour, actually. So it was kind of amazing. But no, Joy Kill Sorrow doesn't really play much anymore. Maybe sometime.
Maybe. I mean, you never know. But so how did you meet the guys in Yonder Mountain String Band?
Mostly just mutual friends. I think I met Adam in passing when Joy Kilsarro played String Summit, but Joy Kilsarro was like doing two other festivals that weekend, and we were just in and out, so we didn't really get to hang much. So I didn't get to connect with him there. So I felt like I was meeting them all for the first time when we did our first recording session last year, which we actually did before we did the first tour. I didn't really know them before I got the call. I was recommended to them by a couple different people, and then in particular, Joy Kilsarro's management team used to manage Yonder and was on good terms with them still, and you know, they knew that Yonder was looking for a mantle player, and that I just recently lost my main gig with the JKS going on hiatus. So they were the ones that were really instrumental in making the connection there.
That's wonderful. Was there like a trial period just to see if you fit
Definitely.
In?
Definitely. Yeah, the first, yeah. Yeah, no. I think the first things they asked me about was a recording session to start working on the new record, and then like a 3-week tour. Ending in String Summit. And then that was going really well. About a week, maybe a week or 2 weeks into that, they asked me about doing the whole rest of the year with them. And then fall, what was that, fall 2014, like October, I think, is when they asked me to join as a permanent member. So, yeah, it was definitely a gradual thing, you know.
Yeah, and at the same time, they also brought in Allie, too.
Exactly, yeah, for sure. Yeah, and I love playing with Allie. I also met her on that first gig we played, but we totally hit it off, and yeah, she's great to tour with. I like having mixed gender bands, you know.
Yeah, and she's awesome at fiddle. How did they find her? Do you know?
They'd known her a little longer than me. I think just from like she was in that band Cornmeal, and she would sit in with them, and I think she sat in with them at a few shows when they came to Oregon. I'm not sure when that was, maybe 2013 or something, but they knew her. They definitely knew her a little better than they knew me, but I'm not sure when they exactly met.
Okay, cool beans.
Yeah.
Well, on a completely other different subject, I saw some of the videos behind the man bun that Ben Kaufman posted.
Uh-huh.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, they're pretty funny. Yeah, the man bun thing is sort of running away from me a little at this point. It's just a pretty easy hairstyle for me, but it gets a lot more attention than I would have thought it would. And yeah, these videos are pretty funny. They're certainly not my idea, but they're pretty funny.
Oh, come on! It's all in good. It's all in good jest. It's hilarious.
Oh, it's definitely. Yeah, no, I think they're pretty hilarious. He tries to like sneak up on me with them, you know, and you know, candidly film me putting my hair in a bun, and it's getting harder though, because now I'm ready for him most of the time. I like looking around when I'm fixing my hair, but once in a while he still gets one. So
the last one that he posted was like 2 minutes on your Facebook page.
Oh, jeez, awesome. I haven't even seen that one, I don't think, or maybe I saw it when he first did it, but
it was like a couple days ago. It was funny.
That's pretty funny. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, maybe he'll manage to take one tonight. Who knows?
Yeah, you never really know. Yeah. I'll have to keep an eye out.
Well, at the show tonight, do you think you're going to play any of your new songs that's on the upcoming album?
So far the only tunes that we've been playing that are going to be on the new record are a couple of mandolin instrumentals that I wrote. When we've recorded them both, at least one of them will be on the record. But so far, those are the only ones we're playing live. I think, I'm not sure what the plan is. With the last record, we waited to play the tunes until after the record came out, so they were still fresh. We hadn't, like, gotten sick of playing them. I'm not sure what the plan is for this record. We might wait that long, or we might not. But thus far, it's stuff we haven't played live yet, except for the mandolin tunes, so.
And if you start playing stuff out live, then sometimes videos get circulated, too.
Yeah, totally. And then, like, the record comes out, and you feel like you have to play them all the time for about a year then, and then you really get sick of them, you know? So sometimes it's just better to wait till the tunes are out, but...
Sometimes they just burst out of you, and you want to just put them out there, but...
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and also, it's tough to not play them when you know you have these cool new songs. They'd be fun to play, but I'm not sure what the plan is. But my pay grade.
Well, I'm excited. You just like kind of just threw this on me like about 15 minutes ago when we started talking about your new album. I'm pretty excited about that. I can't wait until it comes out. But we've been playing
Yeah,
a lot of
thank you.
Black Sheep, your latest album here at K-Hum, and I like it a whole lot. Especially you covered the Buzzcocks at one of the songs.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I'm a fan of that one too.
Yeah. Why'd you guys decide to do that? That's pretty awesome.
Well, that's Adam. I mean, Adam and Dave both have like a big punk influence. I wasn't even familiar with the song prior to that, but the first time I heard it was him doing his like bluegrass version of it. But it certainly seems to fit well, you know. It's a
yeah.
lot of fun to play.
Well, I asked you what track you wanted to play, and you wanted to play "Around You," like wanted me to play the track off the CD. You
yeah,
want to give
totally.
A little bit of background on it at all?
Say it one more time, sorry.
You want to give a little bit of background on it or anything?
Well, it's a Ben Coffin tune, you know, and it's a fast bluegrass jammer, which tend to be my favorite types of tunes. Yeah, and it's got some good soloing by everyone in it. It's another thing I like, you know. Lyrics are just wasted time between solos, you know, as I always say. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah. that's about it. It's a super fun one to play live.
Okay, awesome. Well, maybe we'll hear it tonight at the Van Duser. You've already made it in Arcata, haven't you?
We are. I'm walking around the campus right now.
Oh, sweet. What do you think? Is it your first time at HSU?
Second time. Yeah, I was here last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
awesome.
Really, really pretty. I'm looking for a coffee shop.
Well, hang on the phone for just a second, and I'll help you out with that. But
All right.
Here's "Around You" by Yonder Mountain String Band. Go out and see them tonight over at the Van Duser.